Analyzing spectrum. Okay, we're recording. All right, it is 5:30 on February 15th. This is the work session for the meeting, town board meeting held tonight. So we'll start it off. There's a work session discussion item. Truck purchase program to be presented by, I would guess, both Jerry and Al. Al, why don't you join us?
I'm sitting over here next to Bob because Pete's got cold.
Yeah, you don't want to sit by me. It's more than the cold.
You got a flu?
Might be the flu.
It's not the flu.
Great. We were when did you come down with him last night, too.
I don't know when I came down with him. It's not good, so back up.
Can you move closer to the job?
Yeah. I'm staying right here.
What was your point with
that? I was trying not to cough.
What are you doing?
Very good week off. You can recover this week, Pete. Yeah. You guys are having a little break next week, too, right?
Yeah. Not for the first 3 days. We're working. I'd like that to be recorded, that we are working on Monday.
Oh, yes.
Not taking that day off. We're working.
And Tuesday.
Just for some of our detractors that think that we take too much time off. We're actually working on a holiday. And not asking for comp time.
Yeah, presents.
Yeah. All right, let's get into it.
Where do you want to start with them?
Why don't you start with them about the quotes that you got for trucks and where we're at from a repair standpoint and some of the headaches that we've been encountering.
Okay. That's an easy one. Obviously, we've been working on quotes since the first of the year on replacement plow trucks. Okay, we have two quotes here in my possession, one on an International, one on a Western Star. The quotes are within dollars of each other. Okay, the chassis, one of them is $113,000. $113,552. The other one's $113,489. So you can't get much closer than that. Your Henderson plow package, which is your blades, your wings, your box, the box being stainless steel, your salt spreader, that whole package, doesn't matter which truck you put it on, it's $80,953. The variables are your warranty coverages on the new trucks. I've opted to want to pursue a 5-year, basically, bumper-to-bumper protection plan on these trucks. Biggest reason is the modern technology that's incorporated into these drivetrains when shop rates are $120 an hour. I have a truck right now, just to give the example. It's only 6 years old, and it's sitting in the IH shop right now with a $20,000 repair bill. And it's nothing to do with a blown motor. It's just pollution equipment. So the truck's been down now for a week and a half, and here we are.
And the replacement is a 2001? Or, yeah, 2000, isn't it a 2001, the one that we're running in place of it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're running truck six, a spare that's, 17 years old in place of it, and that's not even a 10-wheeler. So,
which is the one that's in the shop?
The 10-wheeler, the only 10-wheeler we have with a plow package on it.
Is that the underpowered one?
No.
That's the one with a real engine?
It's the one with a max force engine. Now, in comparing these specs, okay, we have on the Western Star side, we have a tried and true Detroit engine, been around forever, has the pollution stuff on it because they have to meet the Tier 4 compliancy. And the Stadium International, so we didn't get into an underpowered truck like the 2014 we got, which was a 9-liter, probably should have been a 13-liter. Their way to compare to the Western Star is their new, I'm thinking of the exact letters they use, it's a newly designed motor,
A326.
That's it, A326. It's their 13-liter. The only thing that scares me about that is they've re-engineered and redone the block, and it's a brand new rollout of the thing. So there haven't been a lot of them out there anywhere with any long service life on us on it for us to get a feel for how well they're going to hold up. And obviously, our application is one of the most extreme applications you can ask a truck to do. So I'm leery of going that route, you know, the IH. I'm leaning toward the Western Star. The money's so close, probably my feeling is the Western Star at this point. Now,
warranty significantly less than the Western
Star. Yeah, the warranty on the IH to get 5-year engine, 5-year after treatment, which is your pollution, to get 5-year vehicle warranty. The total cost of that's $8,100 to warrant that vehicle pretty much bumper to bumper from end to end for 5 years. The Western Star is $2,450. And the only difference, well, we actually have it completely spelled out from Western Star, which we don't have from IH, but these are their extended service contracts. And I asked them to put me all the way up to level 4, which covers everything in level 1, 2, 3, and 4, which covers all the pollution items that our current truck is in service for right now with that $20,000 bill. So
sounds like there's no debate.
There isn't on this. I mean, why we didn't get some kind of buy-up coverage on some of our current fleet is beyond me. Because, like I say, that truck that's with the big bill is only 6 years old.
I think we looked at that when we bought the 14 International and the board. There's a specific member of the board that said
okay.
It's not worth it.
Well, we won't look back. I'm trying to look ahead. And the plan in place now in my mind is trying to replace a fleet of aging vehicles that I have a list here. I only have the information on the last 5 years. These numbers on this page are only in reference to actual repairs, unwarranted repairs. Of course, most of these trucks are so old they'd never be under warranty.
I got a spreadsheet in here that we can
handle. Do you?
Yeah, that covers all that.
Well, just to give you a simple one, that truck that's in right now for the pollution control repair, that's a $20,000 bill. That truck is a 2012. And in the last 5 years, including this latest deal, $40,024 in repairs. That's crazy. But it's something that with the technology of today, we can't fix it in our shop. There's nothing we can do about it because everything's got so many computers and so many pollution control parts that we can't service. There is no service. When they're gone, they're gone. And that's what we're told with this particular instance right now. There's two cores that cool the exhaust gases and recirculate them. And hopefully those cores will be good or it's another $4,000. You know, it's just unfathomable that it's not the motor, it's the stuff that's added to it that's causing us all this grief and money. So in our newest purchase program, we want to protect ourselves from the highs and lows. I mean, one of the guys could turn a key tomorrow and we'd be right in the same boat with another truck. So we want to stop that. And our intent is to get these trucks out of here, these older trucks, and replace them with newer trucks. And over a 5-year time frame, I'd like to roll the 8 primary trucks out of here and replace them with new ones so we don't have anything more than, well, we'll hit a 6-year mark on a couple that are our spares when they're up for sale. You know, when our new ones are coming in, we'll be replacing trucks constantly. We'll get on an even keel with our price structure. Al's got more on that. When I started to come up with this idea, we'll call it, it was based on what I do myself personally with some of my more modern equipment. We keep it X amount of time and we get rid of it. It's too expensive to fix the stuff. Now, it was brought to my attention that an individual, Tim Hunt from Casanova, was the supervisor down there for a while. Now he's the highway superintendent. He started a program much like what I'm talking about 7 years ago. So I reached out and we were given all this information on what he has done how it's worked out for him, things that he would tweak, some of the procedures and pitfalls he went through. The program is working fantastic for him. And just to give you a synopsis, his town is 80 miles of road, 4 plow routes. We're 130 miles of road and 8 plow routes.
80 lane miles, so he's 40 right. miles of road.
Right.
So he's 40 miles of road with 4 plow trucks. We're 130 miles of road with 8.
So in conversations with him, I told him what I was considering. He's on a 7-year rotation with his trucks. You can warranty these for 7. But your warranty cost gets a lot higher the minute you go past 5. He said he'd like to drop his to 5. He's working toward that goal right now. But he, the man has an MBA in business, so he's familiar with the numbers game. And I went through all this with him, and he says for our town, for the fact that we're like double of everything for him, he says 5 years the way to shoot for in our plan. He says it'll work for you. Al's got a lot more on this. We've both talked to him at length. But yes, he sent me a packet. You're welcome to.
I got a copy of it for everybody.
Good.
To take home and take a look at.
Yeah.
So what action step do you need from us?
What I need from you is a change in our plan. Instead of, we were budgeted for one truck this year. Okay. $230,000. There's a couple variables we could plug into this. My plan is I want 8 new trucks over the next 5 years. Whether we do 2 and then 1 and then 2 and then 1 and then 2 and then start dropping the trucks off on the backside, the newer ones will get a return on our investment, so to speak, to plug back into the picture. That's on Al's spreadsheet. You can, I hate the word lease, but you can purchase these over time, over the 5 years, basically including the warranty, $44,000 per truck, okay, per year for 5 years, and you own it at the end. The values of these trucks at the time they're 5 years old and you're ready to sell them has been running better than 50% of their original purchase price.
Tim and Kaz has been getting about 60% of the value at 7 years. So
so we use low numbers for our projections.
Yeah, we're very conservative in our projections.
So I still don't understand what
you're saying. Let me jump in here 1 second to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
This all started because we budgeted some money for a new truck. So he started looking at new trucks. And the more he talked to sales reps and dealers and other superintendents, he's been doing a bunch of homework. Al's helped him tremendously here. And they're looking into these financing packages.
Lease to own.
Lease to own.
Yeah.
Where you can lease a truck for $44,000 a year for 5 years, and it's under warranty the entire time. He's got a $90,000 repair budget that he thinks we can keep pecking away at, because as we get more trucks on this warranty program, we can reduce our repair bill.
Mm-hmm. So basically, we'll be on the hook for maintenance only, oil changes.
He's done a bunch of homework, and they've got stuff to share with us that spells out long-range planning of purchasing vehicles to lease or to own.
And it starts here with this is our primary equipment. This is our most important equipment, is our plow truck. This is when the rubber has to meet the road when the snow's hitting the ground. So it's very critical that we keep a good fleet, a serviceable fleet. 2 weeks ago, I had 4 trucks down in the same day. And that makes for some tricky scenarios. So it brings all this to the forefront, brings it all to the front of your mind. How can we avoid these kind of problems, and how can we stabilize our budget? And I want my budget, which is a very big share of the town's tax dollars, in working with your plan that you had projected out into the future to try to stabilize your budget. Ours is going to help that by doing it this way, instead of these highs and lows, gee, I need two trucks this year, now I don't for a year. You know, it's too much up and down. I want a steady flow, steady replacement, and I want to limit these repair costs because they're getting out of hand. It's not like it used to be. You know, things have changed to where we can't afford to have these repair bills.
So I'll take it from here, and we'll go through this page by page. And this is a work in progress. We're going to bring Dan in. I've taken it about as far as I have time to take it right now. So Jerry and I are going to bring Dan Picardo in to kind of take it from here, and I'll assist as needed when I can. So we'll start off with the assumptions on our this first sheet here. So we used a 5% increase annually for the trucks for inflation. After speaking with Tim, that's about what you're seeing in the data that I'm going to hand you from him. You'll see that. Interest rates start at 3.25% and increase by 0.5% annually over the next 5 years. I actually topped that out around 5.75%, and the calculations just, I don't foresee us having inflation where we end up with interest rates too much higher than that, I hope. Resale of the trucks after 5 years will return 60% of the original purchase price. The repair budget will be able to be reduced by 10% annually for the first 5 years, starting in 2019. Trucks will be purchased with 5-year bumper-to-bumper warranties. Equipment budget will start at $135,000 in 2019 and increase by $20,000 annually through 2024, and then increase by $10,000 annually. And that really is to keep up with inflation in the cost of the trucks more than anything. There will be a couple years in this plan at the end of the first 5-year cycle where we'll be run a deficit, and we'll have to use the highway fund balance to overcome that. The total budget column that you'll see, which is the second column to the last, it is calculated using the sum of the budget remainder in the last column for the previous year plus the sale revenue of equipment that we're getting rid of. The budgeted amount from the annual highway budget is what makes up the total budget column. So I've modeled this out with getting rid of the 2014 and 2015 trucks in 2019 and 2020. There's option is there in that we can potentially get rid of so the other thing that Jerry did mention is Tim told us how he gets a much higher rate of return on his plow trucks when he gets rid of them. Mm-hmm. He advertises them in a highway superintendent's publication, and usually within 2 weeks of advertising, he has a cash buyer from another municipality. So, for example, in 2012, when he sold his first truck, he advertised the vehicle. The next day after it was published, he got 22 calls. 2 days after that, a town north of Watertown held an emergency meeting, passed a resolution, and sent their highway superintendent down with a check and the resolution to buy the truck, and took it away. And he sold that truck for $110,000, and he paid $200 for it, and it was 7 years old. So if that says anything, there's a market for these trucks if you reach the highway departments. We've been disposing of trucks on Auctions International, which is typically all contractors, small businesses. There's a market for these trucks, but six-wheel trucks in the construction industry, which is what we have, they're not commonly used. Small landscapers use them, but anybody that's doing any kind of heavy highway pipeline work, bigger construction projects, people that spend bigger money on equipment, aren't buying six-wheel trucks, and we're disposing of these trucks and getting $5,000 for them. The last couple that we've gotten rid of. I think one we got $4,500, another one we got $5,000 for. So
I can't believe you can't get scrap higher than that.
Well, that's I think if we advertise these trucks that we're disposing of in this highway publication, we may, you know, for all we know, yeah, we might have a rust box out there that we got to get rid of, but they don't have that many miles on them. Usually we're disposing of them with 70, 80,000 miles, which is...
The publication is called Superintendent's Profile.
Yeah.
We got to get our hands on that, see what's going on.
But, you know, maybe there's a highway department out there that's got a truck that's the same age as the ones we're getting rid of that's got an blown motor, and they just buy ours for donor parts. Stuff like that happens.
The thing that benefits us, though, with even though we've got some old relics, okay, the thing that benefits us is the power plant that's in them, the plow packages that are on them, and the fact that they have automatic transmissions. That is, according to Tim, that's what's driving the value. There aren't that many out there that are up for grabs with the automatic transmissions. Everybody's going that way. So we're still on the front side of being able to liquidate ours more easily because we've got the automatics. We only have two trucks that are standard transmission. One of them is a 10, both are 10 wheelers. So I don't anticipate parting with either of them right away.
So as you can see, the way the numbers work here, the budget's increasing by $20,000 every year through 2024. And that's to keep us on keel so that we aren't raiding the highway fund balance to make this plan work. There's a couple trucks that we'd be auctioning off. There's a 2014 with a 9-liter motor, the International. I've got a sale revenue of $80,000 here. I think we paid about $185,000 for that truck when we bought it. That number might be low. I don't know. I kept it low just because I don't know. I'm curious to see that if we can't advertise this in the superintendent's profile and try to get significantly more than that $80,000. Same thing with the 2015 Western Star when we get rid of that in 2020. I put a number of $100,000 in, and I wouldn't be surprised if we can't get significantly more than that for that truck as well. You know, the bottom line is in 2021 and 2022, we run a deficit with this plan, and it's because we're not getting rid of anything that's remotely close to being current from an age standpoint. And those $5,000 numbers for the trucks that we sell that year may be low if we can, you know, try to find another way to outlet these vehicles. Bottom line is we have to grow what we're spending on equipment on trucks to make this plan work. The next page underneath that is really a summary of what we've... These are our seven main trucks that we're running on plow routes right now. This is a summary of how much we've spent on each truck over the last 5 years. If some of these numbers are pretty disturbing. You know, $39,000, $40,000, $27,000, $25,000. The only two trucks that we haven't spent a lot of money on are truck 33 and truck 29, which are the 2014 International and the 2015 Western Star. With that being said, those trucks aren't that old, but we've already had to put springs in them. And that's a result of the length of our plow routes and how much weight we're putting on these trucks to get through the routes without having to come back to the barns with salt. That and the fact that a lot of our roads are pretty rough. Rough roads and heavy trucks will shake they break springs and they shake things apart. It's a lot of abuse on a vehicle. So the next two pages are the debt service calculations. I don't know if anybody cared about them, but I threw them in there because they were created and they're the math behind the first sheet. And the last page is the big one. So using this model, which is conservative, the cost of ownership for each truck goes down by about $1,000 a year by keeping them for 5 years rather than keeping them for 14 years. And 14 years is, you know, we're stretching it too long. We're just stretching it too long. We're putting trucks out there that are just in poor condition and you know, costing us a lot of money to keep on the road. So in our highway committee meeting yesterday, one of the other things that was brought up by Pete and Bob was, hey, what are we going to do with the rest of our equipment? So there's, you know, one of the things that Tim said when we were talking to him is one of the first things when he started this program he did was go through and look at their total equipment inventory and take that that data and say, hey, what are we using on a regular basis and what are we not using that often? And he got rid of, liquidated everything that they weren't using on a regular basis.
Do you have copies of this for the group?
I did not make copies of that for the group, but I can get them for them.
Okay.
We have two sweepers. Hey, you know what? We use those sweepers for about a month total a year. Every time we put brushes on those sweepers, it's about $900. We put about two sets a year on. So we're spending $1,800 each on sweepers. And then plus any other repairs, you know, we put radiators in the yellow sweeper. We've done a bunch of work on these sweepers to keep them on the road. You can rent sweepers for $8,000 a month.
Yep.
And never have, not have to worry about those headaches.
Had a man approach me today about that.
There's companies that do it.
Or there's companies that will come in and just do it for you. There's multiple options that we can look at and not have to buy equipment like that. Yeah, you replace it with a small broom on the front of the skid steer or on the front of the loader. When you got to clean up a mess, you throw that on and you clean up the mess and go away.
An implement instead of a whole truck. Motorized truck will save a ton of money. Yeah, we're looking at this with the, you know, and everybody will say, what are you going to do about the backhoe? What are you going to do? We've had some of that equipment long enough now where
there's no return to sell it.
Yeah, their age is longer than you'd like to see to get a return, okay? But the hours that are on them, like I'll use the backhoe, for example, I think it has 1,400 hours on it. It's probably 10 years old. I'd have to look here to see if it's 10.
I think it's actually 8 or 9.
Okay. But that aside, a machine like that, knowing the equipment the way I do, that machine doesn't lend itself to cause you financial hardship until it has 4,500 hours on it. That's when your motor starts to rattle. That's when your hydraulic pumps start to go. So we've got some time to address the individual, you know, limited use pieces of equipment that we have. I'm not nervous about keeping the backhoe a little longer if we have to, because it's past that point of return right now. The payloader is already past the point of return, but it's very low hours. So, you know, it's showing some of the salt, you know, that's what it runs in on the wheels and that, but it's a very low hours machine. So that'll work for us for quite a while. When we finally do,
what we got to do is get past the truck issue.
Yeah, the trucks are our major concern right now. One of the best examples I can give you on why these kind of programs are working today is the pickups I just got. The one I'm driving, it has a sticker on it of like $42,000 or $3,000 state bid. I paid $28,000 for it. I could run that truck 1 or 2 years, turn around, sell it at a profit.
So.
Because of how we purchase certain pieces of equipment. There's actually, like a skid steer, there's equity in that piece of equipment. The day we drive it in the barn over there, you could turn right around, drive it right back out, and make money on the darn thing. It's because of the way we purchase. So those pieces of equipment, I think, will solve their own problems for us. But it's I don't want to roll it into this. To muddy the water.
So one of the things that Mr. Hunt from CAS told us was he runs the same model loader that we do. He buys a new one every year. he turns around and sells that for a 4-5% profit in a year because we buy them so low on the state bid. They have hardly any hours on them, and they're an in-demand unit when construction is going well. 2 years ago, when the oil industry took a dive because oil prices dropped so low, the market for used equipment kind of dropped out because there was a flood of equipment being dumped from the oil companies. He held on to the loader for a couple years and got rid of. He's getting rid of it this year and buying a new one. He's going to have to put a little money in to buy a new one, but it's still less than what the cost of keeping that machine for a 10-year cycle would be. You know, you keep that machine for a 10-year cycle, it's a $190,000 machine. It's $19,000 a year to have that piece of equipment. Same thing with, like Jerry said, with the small trucks is what they're doing. They're buying their small trucks, they're keeping them for a year and getting rid of them, and they're making 3-4% off the purchase above the purchase price after driving them for a year.
Okay, but that's like another subject. You're talking right about the big trucks here, and right now we budget how much a year?
Well, this year for my truck purchase, you had $230,000.
But that was over 3 years.
So what have we been putting in?
So as of next year, after we pay off the last truck, we could have a budget of between $170,000 and $175,000 a year to put in capital equipment.
Because we were putting in $125,000.
Right. And then $35,000 fell off last year, and another $35,000 should fall off next year. So again, these are preliminary numbers. We haven't scrubbed these. These guys have been doing a lot of work. This is their first presentation. These numbers have to be scrubbed against the budgets that we've proposed and see how it works. David's got to get involved, obviously. We need to figure out over time the cost of financing these trucks, what we're going to pay in interest to finance them, and to see if it, you know, there's two models that we were going down the road. My goal on the original budget plan that we presented was that $175,000 a year would be put into a capital reserve account, and so that in 5 years we will have accumulated or spent $875,000 in equipment, which would have come out to 3.8 trucks. Somewhere along the way, we would have had to
tweak
a number, gone into fund balance or whatever to get there. Mm-hmm. But that's four trucks over 5 years. The model that they're proposing is a lease option, basically, where instead of, basically, we do finance these things through a lease to own option. At the end of 5 years, we pay a buck and we own these things. My premise last year, which was a little different than what they're, is I think interest rates are going to go up.
Oh, absolutely.
And given that, I kind of wanted to get off the finance train. I guess my question to you guys, because I've been in and out of the conversation at different times, what's to prevent us from outright buying a truck on this plan, the original plan, and going the Western Star route, but buying the 5-year warranty instead of...
Nothing's to prevent us from doing that.
Actually, we are purchasing. This plan here that I modeled out, we're purchasing one truck with cash this year.
Okay.
And only financing one.
All right. But to keep up with your rollout schedule, eventually you're going to lean more heavily on the lease option. Which proves out in your numbers on first page, right? On your budget.
Yep.
I just want to understand these numbers.
Yep.
So sale and revenue is just anything you auction off or sell. Annual expenditure is what we're going to be paying towards the fleet.
Payments. Correct.
Budget, what's your budget?
Budget is the actual budget year, what you put in for the budget year.
Okay, so, and then total budget is on the right.
Total budget is the sum of the budget remainder for the previous year plus sale revenue plus the budgeted line item.
And you're saying in 2024 is when we cross a threshold
2023 is where we cross the threshold and we start running in a surplus every year.
That's what we're running.
We only got 2 years with a deficit in 2021 and 2022, and if we had $175,000 going into the capital reserve account, we don't have to increase that with this model until 2022, where we have I show $190,000, and then in 2023 $210,000. So with inflation, if we if we start off after next year, and so in 2020, or does that? Did we already make the last payment, or we make the last payment next year?
This year is our final payment.
This year, 2019.
So in 2019, we'll have available. We'll have available $35,000.
So if we were at $175,000 next year, that would affect these numbers significantly, because that would be $40,000 plus $20,000 in 2020. That's $60,000. So our we may not have to take anything for fund balance, just increase that $175,000 number annually by $7,000 or $8,000, and you get, because you have to account for inflation. I mean, the cost of the trucks are going to go up.
All right. So, but there's one other, and I don't want to interrupt. Let me know when you're done with your presentation, because I do have some other questions.
Okay. I only wanted to give you just one snippet here. You know, I told you what the size of his operation is. Okay, Tim Hunt, and if you look, his budget is 120 each year, all the way across in both of his. Okay, and he's running half as much stuff as we are. You know, his town isn't as big, so you know when you're arriving at a number to plug in for what your costs are, you know, 175 in my mind would seem light. Okay. We're not putting enough in to do what we need to do to maintain a good working fleet that doesn't give us these repair surprises. That's the point of this whole rollout, is to get you on an even keel with your part of the tax structure and my part of this tax structure. You know, we don't want the public to keep getting this, you know, we need 14% this year, 7%. It'd be nice to get it a little more even. We know there's going to be a couple years, there's going to be a little jam in here, okay, because the trucks we have to sell don't have the value, but we can overcome that in 2 years' time
and be on the other side of the hill.
Yeah,
I mean, we start running significant,
and I think
surpluses.
Your budget plan projected out to 2027, if I recall correctly, had that same little kind of hump in it.
It had steady increases of between 4% and 5% for the next 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when the fund balance bottoms out as far as decreasing, and then we start building a fund balance
right after
that.
But I mean, there was a couple years, as we would describe, that hurt a little more than others.
Well, the last two hurt.
Yeah.
The next two or three shouldn't hurt. Well, no.
Shouldn't.
We're still working on 2017 to see where we ended up. But
right.
And that model, you know, that model's public. That's
right.
Been published. That's been presented. That's fact.
Mm-hmm.
And then each year, you know, we said that as we figure out what our fund balance is, that those numbers will be tweaked
right, year
over year. But we're going to move another year out.
Right.
We got a year of history. We'll keep that,
right,
and we're going to have another year out.
And that's what we're trying to do, is help you by stabilizing our costs.
So I understand this has been a particularly painful year. I've seen the repair bills,
mm-hmm,
and it's nothing that I don't think that it was abuse on the trucks. I don't think that it was. I mean, the reality is the technology is changing with these big machines. Before, it was more wrench intensive,
mm-hmm,
and it wasn't. You know, now stepping in one of these vehicles, you know, you could have a motherboard go out, and you're looking at $2,000-$3,000 just on a motherboard.
Yeah.
The one thing that I guess I need to be convinced of, because I think we can accomplish the same goal, but with a slightly different path. I like your 5-year warranty.
Mm-hmm.
That's a no-brainer. I mean, that protects us from those technical glitches. We don't have the expertise or the equipment to monitor the. I still need to, and I'll sit down with David and crunch some numbers. It still needs to be proved out that by purchasing trucks outright, mm-hmm, and not financing and paying finance charges year over year over year over year. Purchasing trucks with a 5-year warranty,
mm-hmm.
and using the school district as a partner, like we call them, to repair our older trucks if they have the expertise and the technology. They're right down the road. And we need to talk to that gentleman because the school is more than willing to help us. I think we can get to a point where we're purchasing our trucks outright with 5-year warranties.
Mm-hmm.
You keep two in the barn. You keep the first two that you purchase outright,
yep.
as our
spares
in the future. I just need to see from a model, from a leasing model and a purchase outright model, what works. What scares me is financing.
Mm-hmm.
I think interest rates are going to go up. But if we can start buying these vehicles with the same warranty that you get under a lease package.
Well, you can.
That's what I want to see proved out. And you can do the same thing. Once you own the truck, yeah. it doesn't matter. But it's the financing.
Well.
When you don't buy it outright, there's
a
cost in that.
Doing it in the lease-own manner to lessen the pain initially.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm going to use this example. There's $230,000 was put in my budget for one plow truck this year. Okay, I could get two for $88,000 headed this way with 5-year warranties and start getting rid of my aging fleet faster. Because those are the things, this list of trucks right here is what's going to bite us and ruin all our projections. You know, I get another breakdown like the one I had last week. That's $20,000. That's half the cost of a lease payment on one of these trucks.
Yeah, but you're just putting off eventually paying for two trucks at a certain point, Jerry. I understand.
I know.
We're trying to sell.
So yeah, no. And so this is our first look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but these are the numbers that I need to see.
Right.
So, if I gave you a budget of $175,000 a year, each year for the next
for my equipment
for go 8 years. We got 8 routes now.
Mm-hmm.
We want 8. Good trucks because
yep.
they have to roll.
Yep.
When the weather hits, they got to roll. If we're ditching and it breaks down, we'll roll another truck
wait.
Out. We can
right.
wait. So this is from a necessity standpoint. I understand the time frame, but I really would like to look at that option as far as comparing what we're going to pay in finance mm-hmm. charges over the life of, over the 5 years of these vehicles, what it's going to cost us. Because even with these sickening repairs
mm-hmm.
that you showed us,
mm-hmm.
it's $30,000 a year in repairs. At what point in the lease program are we paying $30,000 in interest? You know what I mean? So I want to see the comparisons and then also explore working with the school district. Because they're driving diesel buses.
Right.
And they've got certified mechanics and the equipment.
The only thing I worry about with, you know, and I don't have a problem with accepting help from anywhere.
Right.
Okay. The only thing I worry about, obviously, their first allegiance is going to be to their bus fleet. Okay. It has to be.
Right.
Because that's what they're there for.
Yeah, but your first line of defense is this 5-year warranty you bought.
Right.
I mean,
right.
the school is, you know, secondary.
Well, he's talking in terms of,
but
of my fleet that is a
yeah.
I was saying you've got the 5-year warranty.
No, so on the trucks that he purchases, yeah, you have to.
Yeah,
but we are going to have an old fleet until we roll these suckers.
For 5 years, I'm going to have some old ones laying around.
Yeah. So, you know, we got some young trucks, but the young trucks, they're not proven to be very reliable. The older trucks are our go-to standbys.
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying, but if we can help bridge the gap, and we mm-hmm. really need to have that conversation with the school.
Yes.
Because Jamie Rodham said that with the number of mechanics and the number of bays that they have available, they have capacity. When we talked about this years ago when I was mayor, this facility that they're looking to build down here, this was designed to handle fleet maintenance for multiple municipalities.
Mm-hmm.
The goal was to have an intermunicipal cooperative effort when it comes to big trucks. So they're more than willing to work with us.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. It's just I know their first allegiance has to be the bus fleet.
Just look into
and I have snow to move. Yeah. So
right.
you know, there's going to be some logistics there.
That's part of the
But so you're averaging $30,000 a year in repairs with a fleet that's been purchased outright?
$30,000 a year.
Where'd you get that?
I mean, I added up all these numbers and divided by five, and it's.
Yeah, but you're discounting two trucks that are only 2 years old, 2 and 3 years old, so it makes your number go down. So you're.
I'm just working with the numbers.
It's right here. It's in the last sheet that I gave you. So our average annual maintenance cost, taking into account for the two new trucks and prorating the years of service out of those, is $4,648. That's what we're spending per year.
$4,648.
That's what the estimated annual maintenance cost is, but on the data that Jerry
on has. Each truck.
On each truck. Okay.
Right. And that's not tires. That's
just repairs.
And that's something we've looked at too. With this 5 year, get rid of them, send them down the road. Chances are, I won't even be buying a set of tires at a cost of $550 a piece times six. That's a hefty cost. I may only be putting one set of brakes on these trucks in the time they spend with us. These things are going to save us. I hope more than I can fathom. You know?
Can I jump in?
Sure.
You done?
Yeah.
I agree with Joe Saracini completely. I mean, my intuition says buying them on time is not the appropriate way to go. I mean, it's pay me now or pay me later, and you're going to pay later at a much higher cost because there's an interest cost there.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'd say, use the same model. Flip them. If you want to flip these suckers in 5 years,
yeah.
you'll own them.
But
you'll own them outright. You'll still.
I was just trying to ease the pain.
That we need to start this now, and the capital cost next year is really going to hurt.
Yeah, I was just trying to. Maybe we lease the first couple.
But I wasn't done.
I'm sorry.
But this budget cost scares me. You know, we're going from $135,000 to $410,000. So the program that I would like to see you, I'd like you to come at this from a different direction. And tell me if you think I'm off base, guys. The direction I would like you to come at, what does $175,000 do for you? What kind of program can you create for $175,000? It's a given. You're going to get $175,000. And while you're at it, just for the sheer sake of argument, what would $200,000 give you? Okay. And then for the sake of argument, what would $225,000 give you? What's the cycle that you can work through with those numbers?
So we have to, I think we have it.
And here. Own the equipment instead of financing.
Own the equipment. I think we have that here, right in the spreadsheet.
Yeah, because so what you guys didn't provide, price. Not a big deal, and it's probably...
The purchase price.
No.
You should include here your finance costs.
Sure.
That is
in the
yeah. I actually have their options there.
Al, you don't have it. You have a purchase price, but let's just say hypothetically.
What I'm saying is it's there. It's one more column.
Okay. Right.
It's not a big deal.
I want to see that.
What's going to happen if you have a guarantee? Let's just use $200,000 a year. What kind of revolving fleet program can you have?
I mean, less than one truck a year. Next year, we're projected to go to 260 per truck.
We do have the finance stuff here.
But you're also selling these trucks as that's a new program because you've got a revenue built in that we've never seen before through this new organization. You got a sale revenue. We've never seen those numbers.
No, this is a new way to do things.
And maybe you're going to tell us that if you don't want us to buy it on time, and you want us to have a fleet that's going to last for the 5 years you've got that warranty on it, you've got to give us $247,037 every year. Maybe that's what I want to see that.
You're flipping eight trucks in 4 years. So your schedule, your replacement schedule is fast. Which is really stressing the budget.
Yeah. But it needs to be as fast as we possibly can make it.
I understand, but I don't. Yeah. What my point earlier was, I really want to explore. I want to get intimate with.
Well, now I'm scared.
With the intermunicipal cooperative opportunity with the school district and this new facility that's going to be right down the street.
But for warranty things,
I know
they won't matter.
I know. But okay. On the new trucks, what green light is? Yeah, I don't know why we haven't been buying trucks with 5-year warranties.
I don't either.
Blows my mind. We've learned. Huge lesson, this year especially. There's nothing wrong with that engine.
No, it's the pollution stuff that's hung on it.
So if we could blow black smoke out of it and not care what comes out of the smokestack, we'd be fine.
The feds might get nasty, though.
Yeah. So here's, I'm going to pass these.
That's what I meant.
This is the CAS data. Everybody can take one and pass around.
But in answer to your question, these quotes came with interest rates and finance charges.
And it's
you know, is it buried in the numbers that you presented?
It is.
Okay. Yeah. I just want those. I want to see those.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, but they did. They gave them to us.
That's simple. They have the columns because the data's here.
And they even had
put another column in. It's hidden to, quite frankly, it's hidden to make this spreadsheet digestible.
Because interest. Because here's the thing: if I can understand what it's going to cost us in interest, I might. It might be easier to justify an increase in outright buy it now. Because all you're doing is paying somebody money.
I understand. I hate it myself.
But we just got to look at how much the budget is going to have to increase to.
Right.
It's just not a small.
But
no.
I would also say this.
To see how nitty gritty they got with us. There's even an option one, option two, which is if you pay when you order or you pay when you get it. Just you know. So each one they did. They provided us with it and. I'm not sure which of these options you plugged
in. Well, I think you'll find that the financing is going to be significant over the
It was about $20,000, if I remember correctly, when I did the math.
And I don't want to jump to conclusions, but if you're comparing this town to ours and basically saying they're half the size that we are, then you're asking for $240,000.
Exactly.
Because they're spending $120,000. So, and we're at $175,000. So that's a big digest we have to have here.
And time is... Sorry, Pete. No, it's all right. Time can be your friend. I mean, as far as a budget goes, I mean, you're trying to cycle out 8 trucks in 4 years.
Well, five.
5 years. That would be a heavy load. I mean, and I know it's been a rough ride, but I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of steel moving in and out.
But then you look at what happens if we don't.
It's depreciation that kills us. There's a point.
That's why it's being done on 5 years, because we want to have something.
You want to maximize the value of your fleet when we're done with your budget. I get it.
That's what we're trying to accomplish.
We're actually trying to make it easier on you guys.
I mean, go buy a 5-year-old car and then go buy a 7-year-old car, the same model with comparable mileage. Yeah. There's a significant decrease in cost for the 7-year-old car.
We're not starting at zero. We're starting in a negative, right? We all get that. And to get out of the holes.
Now, in looking at
if we get through the first five years,
a
lot of financing.
You were asking about our other equipment, and you were asking me, sure, if I threw a number at you tomorrow, it'd be 240. You know, would probably solve our ills all the way around, because his 120 is taking care of all of his equipment.
Right.
Loaders and everything.
I mean, that's the other thing.
You know, so, yeah, a 240 would probably be a very digestible number for anything we wanted to do over there as far as...
Digestible for you,
But,
remember, everything that comes before the butt doesn't mean anything.
In the meantime... Pete, did you have...
Yeah, Pete.
Well, my voice is shot, so I'm sorry I can't... But, you know, we're talking about $175,000, if that's what we're budgeting. And I want to see the numbers say, look, if you can make this project work, and it looks like you can, with $175,000, run those numbers past us. If the dream world says we need $240,000, and that is buying instead of lease to own,
right.
And if that is buying lease to own, run those numbers by me. And if you can make... For $175,000 a year, you can make a lease program work better than spending $240,000. Then you know what?
Or maybe we lease for 5 years and then roll that out.
I would love not to have payments for our vehicles, and yet we all do it, and we all do it for a reason.
So the 175,000 model you want to see? What? I mean, there has to be some increase through inflation. We're inflating the prices of trucks 5%. Is that budget going to be able to be increased by 5% annually? Because keeping it at 175 obviously doesn't work. It just every year we have less to work with.
Well, right. Why don't you start at the 175 and end at the 2.25?
I need to look at the budget that we presented last year.
We showed 2% growth in all expenditures, but there's certain parts of the budget that you're going to have more than 2% inflation, and other parts where you're not going to have inflation.
Right.
But you're also talking about that 175. And the sale of other of young vehicles. So if you get $100,000 for the sale of a truck, that 175 turns into 275.
Correct.
I understand that. That budget number still needs to grow every year.
We wanted to do it safe.
Right. I mean, because the cost of the trucks grows every year. So what kind of inflation number do you want me to put on that?
Well, the state of New York says 2%.
Oh boy. Nice shot from the left.
This is going back a long time, but I don't think vehicles have gone up 25% in cost over 5 years.
I can say this: I bought in 2007. I bought a 2007 Chevrolet pickup. Sticker price new was $25,000. That same truck today is $42,000.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I know that, but I'm talking.
Well, the truck that we bought in 2014.
Go with the Western Star. What was it then?
I think it was about $185,000.
And now,
so in 2 years, we're up to $197,000. So yeah, there's significant inflation on these bigger trucks.
You know what's driving it too?
The emissions that they keep putting.
Yeah, that's what's driving it. It's the emissions now. How far are they going to go with the emissions? 2007, they did Tier 3.
2004A now or something?
We're at Tier 4A, I believe it is A.
Well, I'm sure there's an acceptable number out
yeah.
there.
Now their big push is for higher mileage on these units. So
fuel mileage.
Yeah. So, you know, we have no control over that aspect of it.
Right.
So do you want, I mean, it's two? Do you want 5%, 2%? What do you want?
I think you need to look at what the prices have been over the last 5 years.
And I really don't have good data because we've only bought two trucks in the past 5 years.
All right, I'm sure you can come up with something.
So
if the number is 5%,
maybe Tim has it.
Well, that's what it's actually. We can interpolate it back out of that what the purchase prices are, and then we'll
see what the percentage is based on that.
So can we limit the number of variables in all of this and say, okay, for $175,000 a year, if we lease, it takes this long to replenish our fleet. If we buy, it takes this long to replenish our fleet. So now all of a sudden we don't have a ton of variables, and then we're looking at, you know, our necessity to replace our fleet with the same amount of money. Can we do it that way? I mean, I know I'm asking you to do an awful lot, Al, or both of you, or, you know, with Dan's help. But I only want to do that if that makes sense to everybody else, because I don't want to keep you busy for no reason.
So Bob asked for this. Bob and Joe asked for the straight. I want to get this written down right. So a straight cash purchase price budget. We got the $175,000, and then add inflation to what CAS's numbers for purchases are. And what was the last one?
So what I was saying, Al, is we take our I'm trying to get rid of some of the variables and say, look, for this amount of money, it's $175,000, we can do this through a lease program, we can do this through straight out buy. It's going to take, what we're looking at is how long it takes to replenish
years.
Our fleet.
You might have to add years to
how
model.
Many years does it take to
the work
to
within.
Replenish our fleet, and then
you want to stay at 175, no increase every year.
Whatever
model you choose, what I'm looking at, Al, the end product for me is how long does it take to replenish the fleet, and if it takes twice as long to replenish the fleet by buying them outright, then I think it's going to have to make sense
to lease. Yeah.
Otherwise,
because you're going to be off warranty and you're going to have repair bills.
Correct.
That's the problem.
But, you know, but I don't know that. And again, if no one else is thinking that would be relevant information, then I don't want to get it.
So it may be something that I should have focused on more, because we haven't really talked about it, is decreasing the repair budget by 10% annually helps offset the increases in line item budget. And that's something we have.
That should be consistent for both models.
Oh yeah,
because we're buying them with warranties and we're leasing them with warranties.
We just haven't discussed it, and I don't know is it anybody's. No.
It isn't totally consistent because once you push past that 5 years in replacement, then it isn't consistent. Then all of a sudden, the one model buying them outright, if that's what
happens. No, because I'm still saying
we own them at the end of five.
Okay. I'm saying flip them. With the model.
All right. Oh yeah, all definitely.
We're not that far apart here. We just need to boil down the numbers as far as
which is the best way.
I think what's going to happen. And there's going to be a risk. There's going to be a risk in time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I think the model, if we gave you $175,000 or $200,000 a year, I think you could work within that model, but it might take you, instead of flipping everything out in
5 years,
it might take you seven.
Yeah.
It might take you seven and a half.
Yeah.
And the risk is, what are the
repair
bills?
One more off warranty. Yep.
Yeah, but so catastrophic event this year, right. 20 grand. On one of the trucks. At that point, at the furthest end of the scale, let's say you had two catastrophic events. Mm-hmm. But what you need to compare is if we bought them outright, what did we save in interest over that amount of time, and what are we going to pay? So right. There's risk right. And reward in time. Right. That's all.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you're really close. In the meantime,
I got to step out for a second. I want to.
Do you need a green light to us? On buying this truck, or at least
well,
I want to wait on. I mean, I hate to
tell you.
You're not going to get it until next season.
The thing we're trying to do is, if I ordered it tomorrow, I wouldn't have it till August.
Exactly.
And we do want to bring them in August, so that before they're harnessed up for the winter, we can run them some, haul some gravel, do some ditch dirt, whatever we want to do. Because obviously, any new thing you buy has kinks in it. And we want those kinks out before the snow hits the ground.
But you can't go out and buy it tomorrow because you don't know if we want you to lease it.
Correct.
Or buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a Fisher.
And the other thing I need to know is, do I get two or do I get one?
Well, I mean,
are we cash buying or are we going to lease a couple or buy one and lease one?
I was
one
not prepared to move on this.
Today. No. What I was hoping for is that you would be able to digest and digress and look at some of this and ask us for a little additional information, but I would like to see a resolution on which way I can go with this, like at your next meeting, March. A couple
weeks.
Well,
you have some homework to do for us.
So yes.
Maybe a drop dead 30 days from now?
I love the highway group is meeting together. I just love it. You guys are in tune with what's going on. I'm here. So I get pieces of it.
I'm only going
to
get a good one.
I really thank the Highway Committee for being committed to the process as well. But yeah, just do some homework on it. I'll be right back.
Well, there's some good homework done here.
Yeah, this is terrific. This is such a breath marker.
Sorry.
All right.
He was involved with so
I think it's why I'm here.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Good.
Very good.
Good.
That was the only thing on the work session agenda, so I might go and use the restroom.
I don't bring ideas.
I feel like I have 100 degrees
right now. A while.
Good.
You know what I mean?
No, that's good.
Absolutely.
Maybe you can help. So.
This has been in planning since last fall.
Because
the first thing I do is look at what do I have to work with.
Because I didn't want to say,
still recording.
Yes.
So, yeah.
But I do this same style. I have certain pieces of equipment that they're not that important. So they break when I'm using them. I got time. Then I got other ones that every 7 years the mower goes away. Every five, the baler goes away.
Yeah, I remember talking to him when he came.
When one of my newer tractors with the technology that's on it today, when it's off warranty, goodbye. Costs too darn much to fix them.
That's their business.
And it seems funny, but a $130,000 tractor that I have right now, a year and a half from now, I won't have that because it'll be off warranty in 2 years.
Did it like 2.9 or 2.89 or something?
Yeah. The latest quote we've gotten without shopping it, we got a quote for 2.44.
Surprises. So that's the basis of where some of these ideas come from, what I've been doing myself.
It's worked.
I'm still doing it.
They're buying steel boxes, though.
I mean, I didn't look at the spec.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the difference.
I'm wondering.
Steel and stainless.
I'm wondering which of the numbers I should really be plugging in, though.
They've had four of those.
Yeah.
That seems a little short. I'm a negotiating kind of guy. Maybe we fall in the middle somewhere.
No, we just did the authorization.
That's because we will have other equipment needs in the future. So if we can,
forget the loader, the backhoe.
But if we can get past, this initial what I call an emerging problem.
I think so.
Well, I'm not sure. The other ones
all I know is that it was an emergency. We had to pass it last night.
It's not so bad. With the sale of better
I don't know whether it means to order it by today. I don't know.
Back in, now you can get it back. Those aren't high-use items in my fleet.
But you could buy off the state bid. Could be. Got a discount on it.
Or what I call critical.
One was $1,000 more. I don't know why.
Gotcha.
Because, like I said, I didn't look at all the specs.
I mentioned it was one of the home two sitting on
the box. I'm tired of sitting at the big kids' table.
He's on the floor behind you. Yeah, I put them down there.
Yeah. But
I made extra copies.
I I got a lease payment every year, but I got a new car. I never any maintenance stuff because it's always covered under the lease. I never buy any new tires, and I always got a new car every 2.5-3 years at the most.
Do you have an issue with mileage at all?
No, I pay a little bit more because I increase my mileage. You know, I mean, I could do it even cheaper if I just had 10,000, but I always go more than that. Yeah.
I looked into it, too. I just drive too much.
If you drive too much, it doesn't work.
I'm 30,000 miles a year. I was like, I can't do it.
If you can control that.
I mean, it kills me that I depreciate a car that fast. But,
you know, drive off the lot.
Yeah,
well, there's a difference. I mean, Jerry was saying, you get some money back on these things.
I love. One of the things that we might ask the board to do next week is, hey, can we just throw that 2014 International on and see what it'll bring.
Yeah, put an ad in. You don't have to sell it.
Yeah, I mean, the cost of the ad, and if we got to spend a couple $100 on the cost of the ad, we got to spend a couple $100
on
the
cost of
it. You might get a really pleasant surprise.
Well, that's the other thing that we forgot to tell you. Yeah. This is the time of year
to get rid of stuff.
To sell plow trucks, believe it or not, because all your municipalities, their budgets are new and fresh.
Yeah, so I got money for it.
Yeah.
I'm really intrigued by it.
No, I don't believe so.
I think we have another executive session, don't we? Hey, Dave, could you come up here?
Yes.
I'm done now. Since I'll take control since our supervisor has left.
He went to get a
He's
Snickers.
He's left the building.
He's what?
He went to get a Snickers.
A Snickers?
He's ornery.
Could you give us just an overview of what this budget modifications are? Can you just talk us through?
Yep.
This isn't me, right?
No, it's not you. You can
Good.
Leave.
Well, get out of that chair.
Name to you, so we know who he was.
So I know who I am. Getting to the age where maybe sometimes I need to start.
My wife has a good friend. She's very active. But she's like 84, 85. And she's starting to lose it, you know. So she called and said they were supposed to have lunch today.
You can sit over there, David. It's morning.
And she calls and she said, "We have a lunch today." And Jimmy said, "Yeah, but you also said that you wanted to go to a golf thing or something." She says, "On Friday." Oh, golf. Yeah. There's a golf show at Turning Stone.
Oh.
So then she says, so they set it up for tomorrow. Got it all down. She's, "Yeah, let me write it down." 10 minutes later, she calls back. Now, where am I?
David, how are you?
Good.
Pete, how are you?
Where
good.
Am I meeting you?
Where? What are we doing?
All right. Okay. Joe to get back.
No, don't worry about it.
All right. Joe maybe knows, right?
So just walk us through, especially the top sheet.
And which one is your top
sheet?
Well,
printing contingency, general.
Yeah. Okay. And I might not have mine in the same order that you do.
Copy of it.
All right, so printing is where we put, obviously, legal notices, where we put the charge for the e-code for the book that actually goes online.
Are you here?
Yeah, I'm right here. And then, thirdly, the law books that are in the other room, you know, the black books that are up in the thing there. Any updates to those books? We put in this printing line, okay? So we had budgeted $3,000 for those items. in 2017, and we spent 5405. And what had happened was, I think it's mostly we weren't planning on the law book updates. You never know when they're coming, per se, you know. So that's the reason why we need the 2500, because the law book updates were almost $2,400.
So are we budgeting enough money in that code then?
Or we obviously didn't for 2017.
Right.
And we may have to take a look at it again in 18. Again, I don't know how often these law book updates are going to happen.
The updates come out every year. But let me ask you this. Do you get updates for all those books out there? You know?
I don't know the answer to that.
Because you may be able to get away with just getting the town law, general municipal law, different books, as opposed to getting updates for everything. Because the law book updates are expensive, I can tell you.
Yeah.
But we may be able to cut down, talk to whoever our rep is and say, you know, all we want is the town law, maybe the penal law for the judges. I don't know if they get their own or if they use ours.
All right.
General municipal law. I can go through them with you. But we don't need a lot of the other stuff, you know, yeah. Tax law.
And I don't even know, to be honest with you, I don't know if they just come automatically. Does Dino
they normally
order
come
them?
Depending on our program, they normally come automatically every January, February.
All right.
Okay, so obviously we got to deal with this, but for 2019, we're going to see what the right number might be. It might be less, it might be whatever.
Yeah, if we can save a few bucks.
All right, so that's an asterisk for a whole year from now. Okay, so the next one, Trooper Building.
Trooper's Building, we had...
Says it was an actual $3,000 repair.
We budgeted a total of $99.50, which includes utilities, the plowing, repairs, and the water bill up there.
Mm-hmm.
We budgeted $7,900, and the actual was $99.50. And where the big discrepancy came in is the repairs that we had to make up there. We had to buy a new hot water heater, and that was like $2,500 by the time we got done.
A hot water heater for $2,500?
Yeah. I'm talking about at the Trooper's Building.
Yeah. So, are we budgeting enough money for that, or is it just that was a fluke?
That was a fluke. I mean, obviously, it's not like a hot water heater is going to go every year.
No, I'm just curious.
But are there other appliances that are going to go? Are there other things that may go?
No, I think we've got. I think our budget numbers are appropriate. I think our budget numbers.
Come look at mine, will you? And tell me who's going to go.
Share that crystal ball,
please. I wish I had that kind of insight.
But why does a hot water heater cost so much money?
Well,
for the install and the removal. Yeah,
exactly.
And,
yeah.
Must be a commercial.
It is commercial.
All right, so then the other ones are just...
Yeah, heavy, smaller ones.
And then what do you have on the next page that's expensive? ZBA supplies? Not that page. The third page is PACD franchise fee, $1,400.
Again, we don't know what the franchise fee is going to be, I guess. We estimate the fee. And their fee is based on a percentage of what we get. So if you look at my note, you'll see that what we budgeted on the revenue side actually came in higher than what was budgeted. So it's kind of a wash. We had more revenue that came in.
So we had to pay more out. That's a good deal.
Okay.
So the revenue is showing up somewhere?
Well, it doesn't right show up here. Okay. It shows up
down the bottom.
In the P&L statement, obviously.
Okay. That's a good reason to have to spend the money.
Information technology, buildings, $1,400.
Yeah, that... That one we budgeted a total of $7,500, which was $6,000 for the service contract, $500 for the website, and $1,000 for miscellaneous call-ins when people have computer problems or whatever. right? The two areas where there was problems was the miscellaneous for call-ins and people having problems with their computer was $500 more than what we had budgeted. And the website, which we budgeted $500 for the hosting, and then we had a website revision charge in November that totaled $852, so that was $800 over what we budgeted. So thus, we're $1,300 more than what we budgeted for that line.
All right. So I guess, you know, these happen, I understand that, yeah. And we already talked about you're going to look into the law books as an example, but maybe... I just want to make sure that when we put the 2019 budget together,
let's address them.
The numbers are as correct as we can possibly be. And we can never predict a water heater going out. I get that.
Right.
But other things, maybe.
Here's the other thing. The reason why we're making these adjustments, the budget's tight. There's not a lot of fluff in the budget.
No.
I mean, these kind of transfers, the number of transfers that we're looking at, means we're running a tight budget. Take it for if that's what you like, you're going to run into things like this.
Of course.
So, if we never had budget transfers, we were fat and happy maybe, and we're estimating high.
No, you're absolutely right. It's a good thing to do this.
Yeah,
I get that. But you don't want to be.
Yeah, if you never saw a budget transfer, you'd be like
sitting on the wall.
Got a lot of money.
Yeah. All right.
Good. Thanks, David.
Yeah. No problem.
Are we addressing?
Yeah, let's
employ.
Let's break for a brief executive session concerning a personnel matter, and we may not be taking action tonight. So, can I get a motion to move into executive session at 6:47?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
All's in favor?
All's opposed?
Get the DNA.
We're in executive session.
I don't know where it comes from.
It was a good work session.
Yes. Oh,